my first guest to Radio Wātea this evening, Materoa Mā, who I do know very well. And Materoa has just had an award and honours in the King's Birthday honours, and she has been made an officer of the Order of the New Zealand, an officer of the New Zealand Order of Merit. So I welcome this evening Materoa. Kia ora, Materoa. Nice to have you on Radio Wātea.
Oh, kia ora, Meripika. Lovely to be speaking with you.
And of course, I failed to mention too that you are the CEO of Tihi o Ruahine Whānau Ora Alliance. Now, have I got that right? Is it because there are a number of other things you do as well, but I think that is, I wasn't sure if it actually was a general manager, but I always say CEO. Am I correct there, Materoa? That's good. Anyway, look, this must have come as a lovely surprise to you because, you know, you've been in the area of health, you've been in the area of working within the community and trying to make the lives of our whānau better in many ways. You've been at it, Materoa, for such a long time.
Yes, I have.
And I'm not trying to say, Materoa, that puts us, you know, puts us in a certain age bracket. But I mean, you know, it's wonderful to be, because, you know, Materoa, I suppose, you know, when you're doing the mahi over all of these years, it's just head down, bum up, and doing the mahi. Nobody ever thinks that day way into the future, there's going to be this wonderful recognition. And you were one of only 150 people, I think, this year who received an honour in the awards. So, I mean, that's a wonderful recognition. And I think you and your family can be justly proud of the recognition that's come your way.
Oh, thank you, Meripika. I guess, firstly, I just want to acknowledge all of those people who were also honoured, and of course Awerangi, who also was honoured in the list, and my whanaunga Sawa Parata. So I really want to also acknowledge those who have done amazing.
Yeah. Well, you're working, Materoa, too, in an area that's not for the faint-hearted. It never has been. You're working usually with families where there's, significant, I won't say stress, but certainly there's some significant issues going down in many of our families, particularly if, as you've been working in the area of health for such a long time and in the community, you would have seen it all in I dare say, Materoa, there's not much that you haven't seen within the community.
No, that would be true. I guess that's a very privileged role to have had and to be really sharing in what's going on for whānau, what's happening in our community, and being able to advocate or influence in some way to actually move towards a pathway of aspiration.
And taking, Materoa, that assertive role all those years ago, that I saw a little quote that you were born to be assertive. I thought, oh, kia ora to that. I love that. But, you know, being assertive all of those years ago wouldn't have always won you friends, I suspect.
Oh, no. I've definitely met with some resistance and, you know, different people have different ideas. When you're assertive, they might coin you as being something quite different in their world. Mm. I'm clear that, you know, And I think I probably was born suited. And is to be an agent of change, yeah, and to bring that about.
And I guess too, Materoa, when we know what's at stake, if the dial doesn't move for our whānau, for our families, then you have to have the backbone and the inner fortitude to say, well, they can't speak for themselves, well, so I'll do it. So it would not have always been easy, I suspect.
No, not always easy, but I guess also when you look around and you think, what do I want to leave as a bit of a legacy and what do I want to unburden some of these generations who are now coming forward so that they can make significant change and, kind of reach those desires that they have and our whānau have. So I think, you know, that's just part and parcel of it. A life of service, probably.
Yeah. Yes, very much a life of service. And Materoa, have you always worked with whānau, a Māori whānau, or have you worked right across the board in the area of health?
I have worked right across the board, but in a significant part of my journey, I have definitely worked in the Māori space, working for whānau Māori. I guess I have a strong belief around, as Māori, what it is that, we're able to strive forward to. And also, I think if things are better for us, they're better for everyone.
Mm, very much so. And of course, if you look at what, because obviously, you're the lead provider there for the whānau, the lead whānau order partner for the collective in your area. So I guess when we look at by Māori for Māori, then that has been, that's been recent really, hasn't it? Because in the past, it's always been mostly services provided by mainstream, which I call Pākehā providers. And that would be the case in your area too?
Absolutely. I think really only sort of over the last maybe 10 years, there has been a significant switch to the realisation that actually we're best placed to work with our whānau and to be able to provide and influence and be in that position of healing and rejuvenation.
And so, of course, in your communities too, because we talk about now, the increase in the cost of living and interest rates are going up and mortgages are going up and we know all of these things, just food, for goodness sake, cost of living and rental and trying to get good accommodation and affordable accommodation. But for many of our whānau, people say, well, since COVID, it's been exacerbated. But for a lot of our whānau, they've been living like this sometimes for over a decade or so.
Yes, that's not anything new to a lot of our whānau living in such stretched circumstances and having to make ends meet on a very tight line. So that's a new thing, says Māori. We know that for generations. But I do think that, it's a tipping point. And I think that tipping point is coming. It's not far off.
Well, that's right. I do think now that, we whānau do want to be, with support, they want to be able to develop the strengths that they identify themselves. If they can be supported to develop those, then they will be able to be in control of their own destiny and particularly be responsible for their own family. They don't need to have somebody in Wellington telling them what's good for them and yanking their chain every so often.
Absolutely not. As you rightly say, Medipika, whānau have the ability to identify what it is that they want to achieve and what it is that they have as strengths for that. It's about how we provide the support alongside of making that come to life.
Yeah. And now, your organisation, Te Tihi O Ruahine, how long has that been? How long has that been in existence, Mataroa?
Oh, it's nearly coming on 10 years.
Right.
And is really a lot of foresight by a number of leaders in the Rohe who had the foresight to come together to be able to be on that waka that was going to be transformative. And I guess now it's that kind of being revolutionary about our next stages and our next parts of our development.
Yeah. And of course, underpinning all of that must be the relationships that you've developed over the last 10 years or so with a whole raft of people, some of them within the health sector, some of them within, local government and central government. So relationships must be absolutely crucial to your mahi and also for the growth that you've experienced over the last 10 years as well, Mataroa.
Absolutely. I mean, that's critical to everything. The relationships are fundamental. And I guess it's valuing each other, being able to stand alongside of each other. Also, we may not always agree, and that's actually okay. It's about how we voice that, but how we still come to a place of being able to move forward.
Yeah. So Matero, if you look back in the last, say, the last 2 decades, the last 20 years of your mahi, what have been the best bits of that for you?
Gee, it's always so hard to select a few
Yes.
when there are just so many gems. And I mean, I would really say it's been the people.
Yeah.
The people that I've interacted with, the privilege that I've had of being alongside of whānau, the trust that has been demonstrated. I think those things are the most important.
Yeah.
I guess also, you know, just this, my own whānau, amazing. They
Yeah.
are selfless in their own way because they have always supported the work that I do.
And I guess too, because of the work that you do, the knowing that you've got the support of your whānau, knowing that they've got a you, you know they that you can offload anything because they'll love you irrespective of what you're going to say about either the job or sometimes you've got we all have staffing issues and that. So it's the people that know you and love you where you get your strength, I guess, to just continue on and to know that there's still mahi to be done. And you'll be there to do it.
Absolutely. I couldn't do it without them, so I'm forever grateful for that, for the love and care that they show.
So in the future, some of the challenges that you see perhaps in the sector, in the health sector or just for New Zealand as a whole, maybe in the next decade. I mean, we know we've become pretty used to putting up with poverty in this country, unfortunately. I think that it's just not a new thing. So what do you see as perhaps the challenges for leadership, for Māori leadership, but also for your area of work too?
I think a few of those things would be addressing some of those things, the redistribution of wealth. What is the opportunity to redistribute that across various communities to raise the standard of living, to be fair, and to actually move on to an aspirational pathway as well? We've been lulled into this space of always looking at things from a deficit lens. And I think that that plays with our psyche sometimes. We know those challenges are there. We know those things are there. But we also can carve out a pathway that is much more aspirational, much more built on our pukenga, our strength, our ability as a people to be united and move forward. I don't, you know, sometimes people think I might have rose-tinted glasses. I don't, but I just, that's the pathway that I believe in.
Well, I'm so pleased to hear you say that because if we don't, those who are working in this area, if we don't believe in the whānau that are sitting across the table from us or at the wānanga with us or in calling in and having a coffee with us, if we don't believe in them, if we don't see the potential in them, how the hell will they ever see that if they've never even heard anybody trying to encourage them to look with positivity to the future? So it is important that you do see that and that we do see the unlimited potential in them.
And that's a great strength to have. And we have a lot of talent in our people. And so it's how we bring that to the fore and really be able to propel ourselves into a brighter and more secure future.
That's true. Now, my final question, and I do have to ask you this, Materoa, any political aspirations?
No.
Come on, come on. Come on. Listen, when you talk about aspirations, wealth redistribution, raising the standard of living, that's a politician starting to develop there. There's some really great themes coming through for the whole of the country, believe me. So we shall see. How about we say, wouldn't
We'll
that be nice? Yeah, no,
see.
because I'm
Maybe
sure.
we'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, I say that too, Mataroa, because I'm sure people will come up to you and that we know leadership. We know the people who have done the hard yards out there. So we know when you talk to a group of people, when you talk up on the stage, giving a keynote address, we know this person knows what she's talking about, and you can inspire, and you can, galvanize people to take action. And that is the sort of leadership that we're looking for these days. So I hope you won't park it. I hope you'll give it some serious consideration. Maybe not this year, but there's an only every 3 years it comes around, Materoa.
Oh, thank you, Meripika. Yeah.
All right. Look, I won't keep you any longer, Materoa, but thank you. And very well done. Congratulations. An honour so well deserved. And just to be recognised for the mahi that you never thought about when you were doing it over all of those years. You were doing what you could in the best possible way that you could to improve the life of others. And I'm so pleased and want to give you great congratulations, because it's an honour so well deserved. So kia ora to you.